Moving on now, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the army, backed by volunteer forces, has totally liberated the city of Tikrit from the ISIL Takfiri terrorists. The Iraqi forces managed to push out the ISIL from Tikrit after weeks of operations. The Iraqi troops' advance was slowed by numerous booby traps and other explosive devices planted by the terrorists. The Iraqi army says its troops and the popular forces inflicted heavy casualties on the ISIL. The terrorist group captured Tikrit in June. Iran has congratulated the Iraqi people and government on the liberation of Tikrit. Tehran also reaffirmed its policy to continue unconditional support for Iraq in its war on terrorism. Let's go to Portland and talk to Tim King with the Global News Centre. Welcome to the programme. So, Mr. King, what does the liberation of the city of Tikrit mean for Iraqis, and what message does this send to the ISIL terrorists?
Well, you know, it seems like so much fighting has taken place in that region already through the U.S. war there. I know that people in that region have been looking for peace for an awfully long time. Having the Takfiri militants, you know, in their area since June has been very troublesome. Of course, U.S. airstrikes kind of paved the way for this, so perhaps that was helpful. But, you know, the Prime Minister, I think he's really making some headway.
But, I mean, what message does this liberation send to the ISIL terrorists?
Well, I think the message is that they're an isolated band of terrorists, that national forces from both Iran and Iraq are you know, coming together. I think that sends a strong message that they're going to further isolate themselves. And I think that, you know, their long run of progress has taken a turn. And I think that we're going to see, you know, more success from Iraq, I hope, after this.
And what does this liberation tell us about the so-called U.S.-led coalition and its effectiveness in this conflict?
Well, I think that's a mixed bag. Certainly, the U.S. war there, I could never find any justification for it in the first place. Now that the U.S. is able to actually aid and you know, rather than creating terrorists, destroy them, then I guess that's good, you know, news all the way around.
All right, Tim King with the Global News Center from Portland. Thanks for your time there, sir.